Escaping foreign-backed terrorists and finding refuge in Iran. Scores of Syrian refugees who have fled the conflict in their country are finding shelter in Iran's central city of Isfahan. The reason for their escape is to prevent being killed by foreign-backed Takfiri groups targeting pro-government forces and Shiite Muslim families living in Syria. The father of the Al-Hassan family talked about his life in Syria before his escape.
I was a hotel manager for 7 years and I had a good life living in a two-story home. Wahhabi terrorists would raid our house because we were Shia Muslims and supported President Assad. We had to pay bribe money. If we didn't or questioned the terrorists, we would get beheaded, like what happened to my uncle in front of me.
Al-Hassan's wife had received her master's degree and worked as a nurse, but had to flee Syria to escape possible death at the hands of the Takfiri. She talked about how she has been treated since taking refuge in Iran.
All hours of the day, Wahhabi terrorists would come and ask for money. Even when we paid, they wanted more. If we hadn't paid it, they would have killed us. I'm amazed that we have been welcomed in Iran with such open arms. We are seeing that Iranians are truly our brothers.
The community leader responsible for these families in the city of Isfahan commented on how Iran is assisting these Syrian refugees.
It's just one of the 15 households that are located in Isfahan. They're refugees from Syria out of those civil, you know, conflicts. In this vicinity, they're just stated and situated. Here, some of the public has just helped them. They just spotted the places they're living. They just went to check on their needs, and they're just trying to somehow help them with their basic needs. And they're trying to just help them, other than basic needs, with some religious efforts. And also, they're trying to find them jobs, and you know, work is really a kind of problem for them right now.
Al-Hassan's nephew talked to Press TV, but requested to have his identity withheld for safety purposes.
These Wahhabi terrorists are entering our country from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Lebanon. The US and Israel are helping them. They want to kill all Shia Muslims that support President Assad. We will support President Assad to the end.
As a pretext for war, the US and some of its allies have accused the Syrian government of using chemical weapons on its own people. President Obama has promised zero troops on the grounds of Syria. He has, however, requested his cabinet members, led by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, to ask Congress for permission to have an aerial attack on the country. During the recent G20 summit, the world's 20 major economies held in St. Petersburg, several countries, including Russia and China, disagreed with Obama's approach to bring war on Syria.
According to the United Nations estimates, over 100,000 have been killed while millions have been displaced since the Syrian crisis started back in 2011. Reporting for Press TV, Amir Hossein Eskandar from the city of Isfahan, central Iran.